Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And joining us now is Chris Hogg, who's chief of media relations at Fort Hood, Texas. He's a civilian head of media relations and a lot of media and a lot to talk about. Chris Hogg, first this morning, what can the base say officially about this suspect? We heard a few details there at the news conference that's still going on.
Yeah, at this point, at what we've said up to this point is all we know. The suspect is currently in stable condition. He is in a hospital but in custody. And that's really the best I can confirm for you on him. There hasn't been any update for on this end anyway.
Well, Chris Haug, it appears that this man was known by even the officers who spoke at the news conference. One of them said he was one of my soldiers. So this individual is apparently well known to at least some people on base.
Yes, I would go with for what they said in terms of what they knew. I have not spoke to this gentleman. I don't have any background on it, and I have not been briefed other than his name and where he worked and what his career was.
And we also learned at the news conference that he is apparently on a ventilator, which may or may not bear on whether we ever learn any more about what his motives might have been. Let's shift gears and talk about the notification process for families of the dead and wounded. It appears that that process is mostly over and that we're going to be getting the names released publicly. Is that true?
That's what we're hoping. It's, as you know, that's a long and involved process. We have to ensure that the family's here first before we release it. So I know that the crisis action team upstairs is working diligently to get that done. As soon as and I don't know that anyone knows exactly when we can release. It's just when, you know, at the point that all have been notified.
Chris Haug, chief of media relations at Fort Hood. Will it be a normal day, at least in terms of operations at the base? We heard there's going to be a moment of silence.
Yes, this is a day. The commander designated this as a day of mourning, but yes, folks will be reporting to work, and the schools are going to be open. I can tell you this, and I think you heard that in the brief. But of the injured, we have 28 that are still hospitalized, but they are all stable.
And that is good news as the people at Fort Hood attempt to get back to normal on this first day after the events yesterday that killed 30 and wounded at least 30. Chris Haug, thanks so much, Chief of Media Relations at Fort Hood, a civilian attempting to sort through the military details and the demands of the media one day after what is being called the worst shooting rampage in U.S. military history.